Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
When OSU launches a new beardless wheat variety, they want it right on all fronts, just like the bearded varieties. Yield, quality, versatility. OK Corral marks the emergence of OSU's first new beardless wheat variety in over 10 years. OK Corral excels in every scenario imaginable, grain only, dual purpose, or hay production. It also protects against several outlaws in wheat country, such as Hessian fly, stripe rust, leaf rust, powdery mildew, leaf blotch, and even bacterial streak. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, the cattle market today was under pressure again. You know, yesterday the market bounced back, retracing some of the losses. But here midweek, we gave it back with September feeders down 55 cents to close at 154.72. October's a $1.65 lower, 156.50. September 215 lower here at 157.57. This time of year, we really start to watch the March, April, and May spring feeder cattle, and that's due to the fact that the wheat pasture is being planted and people start to buy cattle for those time periods or to sell in those time periods. So March currently is at 159, even down a $1.15 today. April down a $1.55 at 160.82. May's at a dollar lower at 162.42. So weaker across the board there for the feeders. October live cattle were up 5 at 124.17. December down 20 at 129.45. February down 10, April down 30, June down 40. So a little bit weaker there for the live cattle, but they overall held in there pretty well. It looks like there was some 124 cash trade, and I saw some 125 bids late in the day. So that'd be steady with what we saw last week. Lean hogs were up $1.90 in October, 82.72. The December's up 7 at 72.25. February about 37 lower, 75.37.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
Well, the grain futures were higher today. We had the Kansas City December wheat up 14¼ cents to close at 7.16. So we're back above that $7 mark, and hopefully that becomes some pretty strong support. Chicago wheat ended up 11½ at 7.12¼. The corn market was one of the strongest grains today, with December up 13¼ at 5.33½. The November beans up 12 at 12.94½. So the ports down in the Gulf of Mexico are opening back up. I think they've mostly got power now. There's some infrastructure things you're working on, too. But for the most part, I think we're starting to get some export business. There's also talk that China has actually switched to buying more expensive South American beans due to the fact that they're probably going to be more reliable to receive due to the Gulf. But we'll be back in business there. I think we're pretty much over halfway there now. So hopefully that's no longer an issue. Harvest reports out of the Midwest, it looks like things are maybe a little bit lower yields than expected in central Illinois at the time. Pre-harvest, it was 230, 240, and it looks like they're coming in just a little bit below that, maybe 220. Still a really big crop, but that's a really critical area as the yields are so high. To finish the day, the stock market looks like it's going to be up pretty significantly, both the Dow and the S&P.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.